Known and unknown facts about Konstancin. Konstancin Jeziorna holds numerous unrevealed stories. An example of this may be the Order of the Smile, the idea of which was born during Wanda Chotomska's meeting with children in the Konstancin Rehabilitation Center, when one of the boys suggested that the children could award adults with their Order of the Smile. The artists living in Konstancin or temporarily staying in the nearby Polish Society of Authors and Composers or the Writer's House in Obory highly influenced the popularity of the town in the world of motion pictures. The Vistula escarpment in Obory played the role of the gorges of Kazimierz Dolny. The creativity of the Polish set designers went beyond any stretch of imagination. Both the existing buildings and new temporarily made constructions were used in films. Unfortunately, most of them were destroyed after the end of film shooting. This is what happened, for instance, with a wooden manor house together with the surrounding buildings, which were set at the Vistula embankment in the village of Dębówka for the needs of the series God's Lining by Izabela Cywińska. An important spot on a film map of Konstancin is Huganówka, where the Beata Cinema used to be located. The building played a bit part in Cutting by Andrzej Wajda. Villa Zagłobin had been a picturesquely overgrown ruin until the late 80s of the past century. It has been beautifully restored, which is why it suited perfectly as the scenery for the oniric The Hourglass Sanatorium. The main building of the Stotzer Hospital has been eternalized in many film productions. Most people will probably associate it with the House series, directed by Jan Łomnicki. The characteristic villa Dworek w Lesie, also known as Fraszka, gained fame thanks to the Polish TV series Under the Rose Guesthouse. The action of Brunet Will Cool, one of the most popular comedies of the Polish People's Republic period, took place in the villa Moja at 9 Sienkiewicza Street. The old paper factory in Jeziorna was one of the locations used, for example, in The Girls of Nowolipki and the popular TV series Subs. Most of the films were shot in recent years, though, when parts of the factory were already being demolished. The ruins of the paper factory served as the background of the war series The Days of Honor and appeared in the famous production Warsaw 44 by Jan Komasa, presenting the reality of the Warsaw Uprising. At this point, we must conclude our tour through the cinematic world of Konstancin Jeziorna. It is obviously impossible to list all the films shot in this town. You will certainly be surprised over and over again when recognizing the characteristic places of Konstancin on the screen. The area of today's Konstancin Jeziorna has been inhabited by the followers of different religions for centuries. In the period between two world wars, individual districts of the town could have been compared to a small integrated multi-faith and multinational Europe. Due to the social attitude of the residents and property owners, temples of different confessions were built there, including Catholic churches. A convert, Edward Krzeliga Natanson, initially Jewish, established a Catholic church in Mirków. There were numerous Protestants among the residents of pre-war Konstancin. Methodists provided charitable work. After Poland had regained its independence, the American Methodist Mission built an ensemble of buildings in Klarisów and established their coeducational gymnasium with English as the language of instruction. Catholics and a large Jewish community peacefully coexisted in Jeziorna in the 19th century. All residents used to buy their goods in shops run by the representatives of the Mosaic faith. The Jewish community reached its economic height at the beginning of the 20th century. Jews built their temples and mikveh, a ritual cleansing bath in Jeziorna. The principal place of settlement back then was Jeziorna Konstancinek. Bielawska Street was filled with Jewish shops. The life of the local Jews ended when the German army entered Poland in 1939. Although the community did not initially feel any major repressions, in 1940 there was a ghetto established between Bielawska, Warszawska, Fabryczna and Narożna streets. On Saturday, 25th January 1941, the Germans moved to Warsaw about 612 people from the ghetto in Jeziorna. Some of them died in the Warsaw ghetto, others died in Treblinka and other extermination camps. Despite the imminent danger, the inhabitants of Konstancin Jeziorna lent a helping hand to their doomed Jewish neighbors. Stanisława Pensonek from Klarysev was posthumously awarded the Medal of the Righteous Among the Nations for hiding Ryszard Rotholz. The history of Konstancin Jeziorna leaves no doubt of a strong spirit of tolerance for different nations and religions. Representatives of various countries and confessions have visited local estates. The Villa Ukrainka hosted mostly Russians, including great dukes such as Dmitry Meshcherski, the leader of the White Movement, or the world-famous singer Fyodor Shalapin. Today, the headquarters of several embassies are located there, as many foreigners are based in the neighborhood.